Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly? Oh, permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And a happy Monday to you, boys and girls. We come to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. We are very excited this fine Monday morning. If you've got a case of the Mondays, there's one way to cure those. With our good friend, comedian, funny man, the always hysterical Vic DiPotato, Bread and Milk, the infamous viral video, Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, an all-around good guy and super Yankee fan, joins us here in studio, and you can be watching at watchda.com or on Vic's Facebook live feed, which he always brings in. What's going on, Vic?
Well, right now, it's trying to reconnect. This is a story of my life. The Wi-Fi live issues. That's all right. It'll kick in. Is there like a special Wi-Fi for here?
I don't know. There might be. We might be able to get the engineer on that because this is a Vic DiPotato Facebook Live video, which is a big deal.
Yeah, I got a huge following, and this is really annoying me right now. But that's all right. There's nothing more annoying than the New York Yankees.
I have to imagine you've had some agita over them.
You know, look, you know, there's two ways you could look at this. Nobody expected them to be where they are right now. You know, right. We thought it was going to be a mediocre season. But I'm being the pessimist that I am. Not only will I tell you the glass is half empty, I'll tell you what's in it. Tastes horrible. This team, how they come out of the gate like they did, and now they're bipolar. You know, enough with the injuries. What's the story? Talk to us. What does Holiday have? What's he got? What's he, pregnant? Did the test come back? How long does it take for a foot to heal? The construction on the Belt Parkway will be done before Bird comes back. It's mind-boggling what's going on with this team. Mind-boggling.
What do you think about how Joe Girardi's handled things?
Joe Girardi demands he's a gentleman, but when I watch his, when he gives an interview, the way he bats his eyes, and when he's got to sip the bottle of water, I want to see some emotion, like me. I want to see some anger. You see what Gardner did that time when he had to fit in the dugout?
Yeah.
I want to see more of that. I want to see, like, the war. O'Neal, I want to see, let's get something going, guys. Let's bunt. Let's, when the shift is this way, hit that way. Let's steal. Let's play some small ball. It's always this, put the stat book down. Let's try something different, Joe. Put the stat, enough with these pitches. This guy comes in on this inning. This guy pitches to this guy. If Severino or Tanaka is doing good, leave him in there till his arm falls off. Unbelievable. Baseball has become politically correct. That's the problem.
It's too by the book in your mind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm spitting all over the place. No. I have a passion when it comes to the Yankees, the Beatles, and my family, and that order.
That's it. So family's number three on
yes.
that list. We were just discussing this, by the way. One of our coworkers around here named their car Princess Leia. That was one of the hosts around here named their car Princess Leia. We just found out that our friend Pete the Body Bellotti on the Wheels of Steel named his car Mickey after the Rocky movie.
Do you think,
do you think it's appropriate?
You need a manager, Rock. A manager. I want to give everything up here to you, kid.
Do you think it's appropriate to name cars?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Wow. I thought you were going to go the other way on this.
I named my car Alexis because it talks to me now. I did a video on that. I'm sitting in my car and Alexis was breaking my chops. You got Alexa? I got Alexis. Instead of having my wife in a car, I got Alexis telling me which way to go.
Okay, so he named his car Mickey after the Rocky movie. She named her car Princess Leia. You're kosher with this.
Well, yeah, I got a question. What kind of car is it?
It's a Mazda.
Okay, what does she have, the other lady?
A Subaru Forester.
All right. I guess she's a Star Wars fan.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. But that's a great name.
Rolls right off the tongue. That's why.
That's my favorite, except the one with Tommy Morrison. That was like Godfather 3.
That shouldn't never count. Happened.
I don't know. Yeah. Exactly. I got the Godfather trilogy. When 3 comes on, I go to the bathroom.
For like 3 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Rocky 5 with Tommy Morrison.
That's
Tommy
it.
Gunn.
That's it.
Yeah, that one never happened. So what's your favorite Rocky?
Oh, that's hard to say. You know, of course the original.
It's got to be 1.
Yeah, but you know, 2 and 3 were great.
Great.
I mean, 4 was all right.
That's what Drago.
And believe it or not, I loved the last one.
Yeah.
Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa.
And the one with the other guy, the black guy. What's his name?
Creed.
Yeah, can I say black guy or am I going to get in trouble for that?
No, I think you can. I think that's
all right. Yeah, I mean, Francesca can't even say Oriental American. What's going on with this country?
No, I don't you think that's not appropriate anymore?
What?
Oriental. No, I think you have to say Asian American.
Really? All right, Asian American. I come from a different time, I guess. Could you imagine if All in the Family was made today?
Mm.
Forget it.
No.
Could we vote for me in 2020? Make America laugh again. Could we laugh again?
Vic DiBattista joins us, comedian extraordinaire here in studio. So how have you been spending your summer, Vic?
I told my manager I need a couple of weekends just to decompress. I got a beautiful backyard. I got a built-in pool. I'm just hanging out, just enjoying being home with the family. I got a beautiful family. My son, I got a gay son, which I have no problem with that. I sent him to the shed to get one of the rafts. He put curtains on the windows. I mean, what are you going to do? Why is everybody, you can't say gay either?
No, you can. No, you can.
I love my son. You know, he came out of the closet, and I'm proud of him that he came out. I tell parents, would you rather your kid come out of the closet or hang himself in a closet? Get over it. Live and let live. Life is too short.
How old was he when he came out to you?
He was 27.
Was he scared to come out to you?
Yeah, he could see he was a little nervous. But once he came out, you could see a big burden has been lifted off his back, and it's never been better.
Did you know before he told you?
Yes. The signs were there. I knew before my wife. First of all, my wife had a C-section. She didn't go vaginally. That was a clue right there. Then when she went to breastfeeding, he would nudge her away. That was another clue. Folks, these jokes were approved by my son. It's okay. We could laugh. Man, beam me back to 1969. Whoa! It's not reconnecting. Why isn't it reconnecting?
Yeah, your Wi-Fi is real spotty.
Yeah, so's my wifey.
She's real spotty, too.
No, she's good. She's okay. Going to menopause now.
Okay, is that right?
Yeah, it's like a walking mood ring. One day she's freezing, next day she's hot. I got to take it a quickie lube to get lubricated. Takes her 20 minutes. But it's all good. I'm happily married. She doesn't even know I'm here. She thought I left the house and threw out the garbage. No clue that I'm here.
All right, why don't we take a break now so that maybe we can reset your thing, because I know that all of your listeners want to watch
this. Annoying me.
All right, so we'll reset. We'll come back with Vic DiBattista. We always love having him here in studio. We'll play 10 questions with Vic as well coming up next.
Beautiful. I just want to plug one date, okay?
Well, we'll come
at
back.
At the end. Here. At the end.
Yeah, yeah, we'll do
beautiful.
That. Okay. D.A. Vic DiBattista here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, that's the one.
So what?
Muffins, mornings, mothership.
She tripped while dancing. My pants fell down. I saw her down.
A match made in heaven, huh?
Now they'll make their first child as well.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
16 minutes past the hour. Thanks for being with us. DA with you. And a little reminder, full episodes of the show available on iTunes. So simply go to iTunes, search DA CBS Sports, and you'll see anything that you may have missed or want to hear again. including our visit with Vic DiPetetto, who joins us here in studio, who's always hysterical. We love having him in here in studio. We finally got the Wi-Fi connected, so his all of his fans on Facebook is watching this right now, which is awesome.
This live feed is on the arm.
This is great. Your arm.
On the arm.
Actually.
No selfie stick.
No. Now, before the show, Vic, I was coming over here to the studio, and New York is, you know, as a native New Yorker, is a crazy place, especially in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a woman shirtless walking down the street, and she actually had her shirt wrapped around her waist, and she had no bra on. She was just completely topless, walking down the streets, I guess because it's hot out.
Right.
This is normal behavior in New York City.
And she didn't get arrested or anything?
Not that I saw.
I personally kind of like that.
You do?
You know?
Okay.
I just don't want to see any guys going bottomless.
Yeah, we don't need
A woman's body is much nicer to look at. Nothing against, you know, naked men. But a woman's body is nice. Was she sweating and all that?
It was a little early, so she wasn't really sweating yet, but I'm guessing the later in the day that it gets.
All right. You know, as long as, she wasn't bothering anybody, was she? Who cares? Live and let live.
One of my favorite stories ever is you driving the garbage truck.
Ah.
Just the best. And in the summer, when it just smells disgusting. It
smells like hot garbage.
Yeah, literally hot garbage. How tough is it to freaking drive a garbage truck in Manhattan, in New York City, when it's the middle of the summer and everything's hot and sweaty?
Well, it's not so much that. It's the garbage that I had to pick up. We had a couple of stops in Chinatown.
Mm.
And, you know, the Chinatown garbage is all full of food and the stuff from the night before.
Ugh.
And I'm not making this up. Ugh. I hope nobody's having coffee right now. You might want to turn this off right now. But I once threw a bag into the hopper. That's the back of the truck, the hopper.
Yeah.
And when I sent it around to press it, it exploded, and I was saturated with maggots.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh.
Thank God there was an open fire hydrant the next block, and I just washed myself off. What are you going to do? I've seen it all. I've seen a rat give birth. We're back to this nonsense. All right,
Wi-Fi
forget it.
Just cut
it's not happening.
Again. Yeah.
That's all right.
All right. Well, we know that they can still listen to us, so that's a good thing.
Yes, that's all that matters.
Okay.
Well, it says trying to reconnect. If I hit finish, what happens? Will I lose it?
Yeah, why don't you hit finish, and then that video.
We're back.
There we go.
We are back.
We're back, okay.
All right.
I think talking about maggots might have grossed everybody.
Yeah, I think the Russians just hacked us.
Okay. It's time for 10 questions with Vic DiPetetto.
I love 10 questions.
It's time for America's favorite game show, where we tell the studio guest what they should think. It's 10 questions. Not taped in front of a live studio audience.
All right, Vic, let's go back to our previous conversation about
naming
a car. If you had to name your car, what would you name it?
I would name my car Pacino. Uh-oh. What did they say?
No, that's the right answer, yes, Pacino.
No way. No, you're just saying that. What did you guys
put? No, there wasn't really a real answer.
Oh, okay.
We're just looking for whatever you would say. Number two, what Yankee pitcher deserves to get thrown in a garbage truck more, Pineda or Clifford?
Clipboard. And then right after him, Pinhead. That's why he wears the hat crooked, because one day he pitches good, the next day he pitches, he's bipolar. Like the rest of the team.
You got to love Clifford wearing those big dopey goggles.
I want to jump in a pool when I see him for some reason. He should come up with the snorkel, too. Clifford. Where'd they get him from? The Mets?
He was a former Met, yeah.
My God.
Yeah, that's a bad deal.
Painful. Painful. I'd rather sit in the Bell Parkway to watch him pitch.
Number three, what's the best thing an Italian can bring to a summer barbecue?
Sausage and a bottle of wine.
Okay, yes. We were looking for alcohol of some type.
All right.
Yeah.
That was good. Limoncello or grappa.
Oh, limoncello.
Yes.
Nothing better than a hot day limoncello to go to the feast.
I had it in Italy. Oh, it looked like all the women were topless.
How is limoncello in Italy?
It's the real deal. It's not the stuff you get here.
Yeah.
When I drank wine in Italy, I didn't get migraines. Over here, I get migraines. Italy is the motherland.
Uh-huh. Number four, what's the more relaxing summer activity, watering your lawn or riding your bike?
Watering my lawn as I'm smoking a cigar.
Watering the lawn. That just feels like a scene out of The Sopranos. Just watering the lawn.
With the Italian broom.
Smoking the cigar.
The hose is the Italian broom. You know that.
Yeah.
Everything is done with the hose.
Number five, what is the worst thing your daughter has baked for you?
My son walked in, he started sweating. No good? All right. Let's laugh, folks. It's early. Come on, work with me, babe.
Number six, do you think A-Rod... Perez, he got you over there.
A-Rod what? Good? All right, next.
Okay, number six. Do you think A-Rod and J-Lo will get married and stay together?
I really don't care.
We think that you would say yes. You believe in true love.
A-Rod and J-Lo and the Kardashians are the last thing on my priority list.
Okay.
Couldn't give 2 cents.
Number seven. How many Zeppelis can you eat at the feast?
Oh, are you kidding me? At least a dozen.
We were going minimum dozen.
Yeah, with the powdered sugar. Nice.
Oh.
They got to be hot.
Got to be hot.
The oil has to seep through the bag.
Right out of the fryer. Put that.
Yes.
Powdered sugar.
Oh,
right on
my
top.
God.
Yeah, good
wow.
dozen. Good dozen. Number eight, stuffed clams or fried calamari?
Fried calamari. Without a doubt.
It's a man after my own heart.
I also like baked clams. I don't like stuffed clams.
Okay.
I like anything that swims, basically. I brought my family to the New York Aquarium. The fish, they stopped swimming. They were scared.
Number nine, is a male thong at the beach appropriate?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
That's the last thing I want to see when I'm on a beach. I'd rather see that woman that was walking topless. Where is she? When I see a male in a thong, I feel like I want a dental floss.
You know, and it can't be comfortable either.
No.
Get sand everywhere.
I mean, I'm wearing Tommy John underwear right now and I'm uncomfortable because I did some manscaping last night.
Oh, good to know.
And I put Gold Bonds powder. And I thought of the Zeppels we just spoke about. That's what it feels like.
And finally, number 10, Coney Island hot dog eating contest. Gross or great?
That is disgusting. What was the record? 57?
72.
72.
72.
How do you do that?
Dip them in water.
Who won? Did Joey Chestnut win?
Yeah. Yeah.
God bless. He's probably still on the toilet right now. give me two with the French fries and I'm happy. Actually, the soft shell crabs on a potato bun.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. A good soft shell. Oh, fried soft shell. All right. That's your 10 questions. Can we please play the infamous video that has made Vic DiPotato a rich and famous person? Because our listeners always love this clip.
I got to get the bread and milk. I got to get the bread and milk. Oh, my God. I got the bread and milk. I got to get the bread and milk. I got to get the bread and milk. They said snow. I got to get the bread and milk. Oh my God! I gotta get the bread and milk! I gotta get the bread and milk! Oh my God!
16 million views.
16
million. It goes up every winter. It's the video that keeps on giving.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
And right now, there's one that's going crazy on 5 different sites. The one I did about parking your car.
Oh, yeah.
Far away.
Yeah.
Car Throttle, it hit 10 million views alone just on Car Throttle.
Is that right?
It's on World Star Hip Hop. It's on Unilade. It's going nuts. It's faster paced than bread and milk.
I love also that you're 56 years old and you know all these like newfangled young websites.
Yes.
Where your videos are on.
It's fun, you know, because then also I get the millennials, you know, they post on YouTube, kill yourself, old man, you're not funny. But, you know, what are you going to do? It comes with the territory.
Will you be watching the All-Star game tomorrow night?
Yes, but I'm more excited about tonight, the home run derby.
Home run derby.
I think Judge is going to kick ass. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I don't know about Sanchez. Who knows? Then again, look what Todd Frazier did last year. That was amazing.
Have you loved watching Aaron Judge this year?
He's the only reason why I'm watching the Yankees still. He's amazing. He's breaking all kinds of records. DiMaggio with the rookie. He's a freak of nature. It's just, I just hope he doesn't get injured.
And he's so grounded, too.
Yes.
He's so great about his teammates.
Right.
And about winning. I mean, he's just awesome.
Right. No attitude. You never hear any bad things about him. He does what he's got to do. It's so refreshing. You know, you need more of that in this game.
I love it. I love it. So I think tonight, yeah, him against Giancarlo Stanton is going to be great. down in the Home Run Derby.
What time does that go on tonight?
I think 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock Eastern.
All right. I should be back in time.
Yeah. Okay. So then also, you've got your tour dates. I mean, you're going all over the place this summer.
All over. The big one now I'm concerned with is Westbury Music Fair, whatever it's called now, the TCBY, the country's best yogurt at Westbury, July 22nd. Go to livenations.com, and I stress this to my fans. See, I do meet and greets after all my shows, but a venue that big, you can't do a venue for the Westboro Music Fest, so there's special VIP tickets. So when you go to livenations.com, it gives you the option to get VIP tickets, and my prices are still reasonable. You
That's
know?
Great. So people come up to you in the meet and greets and have you sign stuff, right?
After the show, sign stuff, shake hands, take pictures. No comic does what I do for my fans. You know, I go all out.
That's why they love you.
Well, I'm the working class comedian. I'm you know, I'm not clever like Seinfeld. I'm not rich like Ray Romano, but there's a nerve that I strike, and it comes back to you when you're nice to your fans. Don't get me wrong. I got my haters, but that's a good sign, because without haters, we don't have winners.
I like that. And then have you also signed weird stuff for your fans?
I'm not going to make this stuff. That story you just told me about the lady walking topless, I'm doing a show at Governor's in Long Island. A couple comes out. The guy is polluted out of his face. Now, my wife is standing right next to me. He goes, do me a favor. Can you sign my wife's, I'm not going to say the derogatory word.
Her chest.
It began with a T. Mm. And my wife, her eyeballs popped out. Mm. Like, remember Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
And she said, excuse me, I'm his wife. And you see the guy, he literally shrunk like Fred Flintstone. Remember that episode?
Yeah.
And I wish my wife wasn't there. I wanted to sign it.
So your wife is intimidating.
Yeah. My wife is great. She's got that Italian temper. I have that famous, infamous look.
Yeah.
But she's got a look that'll put my look to... My wife is my rock. She's amazing. You don't mess with my wife.
So you wanted to sign, though, that woman's chest.
Yeah. You know, I felt bad. You know, I like to fulfill my fans' requests.
Sure.
Not that
Sure.
No, Look, I'll sign anything. I sign baseballs. I sign shirts. What's wrong with signing a body part?
Can't see anything wrong with that.
I just wish my wife would understand and grow up sometimes.
You can follow Vic on Twitter at Vic DiPotato. Also, it's VicDiPotato.com too, right?
.net. .net.
Oh, .net.
Yeah.
VicDiPotato.net.
Worst comes to worst. As I tell my fans, just go to Google. Type in Vic D. All my links show up. My YouTube channel, my Facebook page, and my website.
And then Live Nation is where they can get tickets.
Yes. July 22nd, Westboro Music Fair. Long Island never lets me down. And I know they're not going to let me down this time.
I'll tell you what. When you're on Live Nation, you're big time.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Cool.
I sold out the Borgata in Atlantic City.
Oh, yeah?
Months in advance.
Wow.
They added another date, October 20th.
Look at that.
It's just phenomenal. I'm just riding the wave.
I love it. Well, that's great, man. Congratulations on all the success. We always love when you drop by.
Thank you.
It's always great.
Thank you.
And I'm glad we got the Wi-Fi working for
you. Yes, finally. Thank you for having me. I had a ball. I hope nobody got in trouble here.
No, I think we're good. No FCC violations,
right? No, we're totally good. Yeah. We're good.
Thank you.
That's a win. That's a walk-off win when Vic is in town.
He's more clutch than Gary Sanchez. At this
point. Exactly.
When we come back, your best audio of the day, including John Lester after getting shelled in the first inning yesterday. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Zapped while the sun is out.
Hey, DA.
It was hot TV, my friend. It was hot. It was good.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
37 minutes past the hour. Thanks for being with us. DA with you. And remember, you can watch the digital broadcast on a daily basis by going to watchda.com. Just don't make sure you're not tripping over something and falling into the pool when you're watching on your phone, because it is mobile friendly. That is at watchda.com. Always fun to have Vic DiPotato, funny man, here in studio. And it's always fun to see Merez and Bilotti get real nervous, fingers of the dump button, with everything that Vic says. I mean everything. But I think we made it through unscathed. Sounded like there was four dumps. Is that right? Four dumps of the 7-second delay?
I believe, or three. There are some conflicting reports back here. I think it might have only been three.
Two and two?
Two in the first segment, two in the second.
Okay, so it might be four.
Nothing too horrible. We erred on the side of caution.
Yeah, I think that's smart. I think that's the smart way to play it. Coming up next hour here on the show, revisionist history from the 85 Bears, which is not all that surprising because the 85 Bears like to think of themselves as way better than they actually were. They were great for one season, but after that, there is always going to be this kind of incomplete feel to whatever they accomplished because that was one of the most dominant teams in NFL history, and they only ended up winning one Super Bowl. So we'll talk about that coming up at the top of the hour. Also have an epic dummership for you coming up next hour as well. As always, you can hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS. We'll run through your comments about the topless woman that's just walking down the street in New York when I was trying to get to work earlier today that we posted video and pictures of on Facebook at facebook.com/TheDAShow. Go there and like the show page. Go there and hit like so that automatically you get our videos and posts and everything like that, all right?
Yeah, get my timeline popping.
But first, we get you your best audio of the day and sound check.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
We begin with John Lester, who was absolutely shelled yesterday in the first inning of his start, and he has been bad this year. The Cubs have been bad this year, and he gives up 10 runs in the first inning.
I mean, if I had a reason, it would have been fixed out there. You know, I mean, it's never a good time to have a bad start, but I don't know what to say to make it better, to make it, to give you a reason to really say anything. I mean, it kind of speaks for itself. It's embarrassing.
He gave up 10 runs in the first inning, and the Pirates win 14-3. John Lester's line, 2/3 of an inning, 6 hits, 10 runs, 2 home runs given up, 3 walks, and Lester falls to 5-6. You know, there was a lot of questions about whether Theo deserved or should have given John Lester all of that money to be his quote-unquote ace a couple of years ago. Lester obviously won the World Series last year with the Cubs, helped them win a World Series, and so all is forgiven and forgotten. But there was a lot of questions about, is John Lester really an ace? Is he really the number one guy in your rotation? He can't even throw over to first base. I mean, this is the guy that you want to give all of that money to. And the Cubs, when you look at this situation now, 2 games under .500 of the All-Star break, I thought that they would come back down to earth this year. I mean, they were built to last, obviously. They have amazing young talent. But coming off that championship and this kind of season-long hangover was somewhat predictable. I did not think that they would go back and win the thing back-to-back. But I didn't think they'd be this bad. I mean, they seem lifeless. They seem lethargic. And Kyle Schwarber getting sent down and John Lester giving up 10 runs in an inning. These are the types of stories you have this year. Their only All-Star representative is a guy that wasn't on the team last year in Wade Davis. Rizzo underachieving this year. Schwarber a disaster. Bryant underachieving. Arrieta underachieving. Lester underachieving. Lackey underachieving. Everybody on that roster basically has had a bad season. And I think it's too late now to expect the Cubs just to pull out of it. I think this is kind of what they are. And I'll tell you, could you imagine if they did not win the World Series last year? Could you imagine if this was the season that followed up losing in the World Series? Cubs fans will be irate, beside themselves. The curse is back. We'll never win. 109 years and counting. Because, now look, maybe had they not won last year, they would have been refocused. But this season has been such a nightmare for them. And they are so much better than they are showing that I mean, I guess it's so premature to say any team is going to be a dynasty in baseball because so many things have to go right. And basketball, it's so different. You know the Warriors, just by virtue of having the best players, are almost always going to guarantee themselves into the Western Finals, the NBA Finals, what have you, and then you spin the wheel. But in baseball, there's so many guys that have to contribute that even if you have a star-laden roster, anything can happen. And injuries are such a big part of baseball as well. It can just derail everything also. So the Cubs, man, and John Lester, pathetic. Markelle Fultz, NBA Summer League, gets a high ankle sprain. He's helped off of the floor, and now they're going to shut him down for the rest of Summer League.
Foot not broke, nothing like that, so I'm good. I'm walking around. Feel great. I do a good job of taking care of my body, and we got a great training staff here, so they did everything they needed to do to make me feel better. When it first happened, I didn't think of it or hear anything, but I didn't look at it. I was just hurting so bad. I was just like, man, hurry up, let me get up. But after, like I said, I met with the trainers and everything, I knew it was going to be all right.
Markelle Fultz is 19 years old. That kid is 19 years old. And he was fantastic before he got injured in Summer League. But the moment that that happens, don't you automatically go, oh my God, another Sixer is injured? Oh my God, here's another Sixers player that's not going to live up or is going to be cursed or whatever, because you had Nerlens Noel. Then you had, Jahlil Okafor just never ended up amounting to what they thought he was going to be. He's fighting people in the street. Last year, Ben Simmons gets injured, done for the entire season. Now Markelle Fultz, throw in Joel Embiid's feet. He didn't play for a couple of years. And it just feels like they can't catch a break, but they'll shut him down for the rest of the summer. And hopefully for Fultz and the Sixers that he is ready to go when everything opens up and the season opens up near Halloween. And finally, Clayton Kershaw, a complete game, 99-pitch performance, 13 strikeouts, and the Dodgers win again, 61 wins of the season so far. And at the break, Clayton Kershaw has 14 wins.
I mean, it's the best half I've ever been a part of. First 90 games down, and, just can exhale for 4 days, but come Friday, we need to get back to what we've been doing. And definitely makes the All-Star break a little more satisfying, though, with what we've done in the first half.
Yeah, like I said, I think that a Dodgers-Astros World Series would be fascinating. The Astros with all of that great young talent. The Dodgers having the history of the Dodgers, having been not in the World Series since the Kirk Gibson series in 1988. The backdrop of Chavez Ravine. That would be an amazing World Series. Two great teams. But so many things can happen. A baseball season's a landmine. Just a series of landmines. And so there's just no guarantee. But I think if we are headed for that, that'd be fantastic. It'd be absolutely fantastic. I would love to see it. I think both those teams have so many great young players you would love to watch. And for Clayton Kershaw, the guy's a future Hall of Famer. He is easily the best pitcher of his generation. And yet, here's a guy that has not made the World Series yet. I would love to see him in the Fall Classic. I'd love to see him in the World Series. And hopefully we get that this year. And that is your sound check. So we were joking about this earlier. Oh, one more thing on Summer League. I mean, LeVar Ball is now officially in very annoying mode. I was wrong. I thought once he steered Lonzo to the Lakers that he would chill out. I thought, okay, at that point, the job is done. And now you begin hyping up your two next sons, and that's that. But what we are seeing from LeVar at Summer League is, as long as one of his sons is in the spotlight, he is going to latch onto that spotlight and not let go. And frankly, I would also say shame on ESPN, because they are using him on a nightly basis in Summer League to draw attention and to get clicks and to say something outrageous. And it is so annoying. It's not evil. It's not vicious. It's just annoying. I mean, for LeVar to already be talking about winning championships and already be talking about Lonzo being the best player of all time and already now talking about LeBron coming to L.A., I mean, the guy is now talking after Summer League games and obnoxiously. It's just annoying. That's all it is. It's just annoying. And I was hoping once he got drafted, he would just basically, okay, move on to other things. The Lonzo thing then is done. But no, he's just going to continue to play off that and be a parasite off of Lonzo's play. And now it's the responsibility of the media involved. Do they want to give him that platform continuously? He's not saying anything interesting or new. He's just saying whatever the most obnoxious thing you could think of, the most outlandish prediction. You know, I think about Muhammad Ali. Yes, Muhammad Ali was obnoxious and over the top and one of the most skilled trash talkers ever and was purposefully saying crazy things to get attention. But Muhammad Ali actually had to box. Muhammad Ali actually had to get in the ring and deal with Joe Frazier and deal with George Foreman and deal with Sonny Liston and deal with all of those guys. You know, LeVar doesn't have to do anything. LeVar could just sit back, go to the WWE Monday Night Raw, act like a buffoon. Ramona Shelburne then is going to interview him. He's going to act like a buffoon again. Then he's going to go on FS1, act like a buffoon again, and doesn't ever actually have to compete. Didn't ever actually have to back it up. I mean, his son does. But now it's just so tired and so annoying. We've got like crazy trash talk and proclamations during Summer League. I mean, I'm just so over it. And frankly, do I care much that Lonzo Ball went 2 of 15 in his Summer League debut? Not really. The same way I don't really care much that he had a triple-double the next day. What, we're going to read into Summer League performances? We're going to read into Summer League games? I mean, come on. All right, coming to work today, I'm just crossing the street, and there is this crazy, weird group of people. There is a woman who has a flannel tied around her waist. That shirt could have been covering up her top, but it's not. She's totally bare-chested and totally nude from the waist up, and she has her shirt tied around her waist. There is a much shorter woman who almost looked like a Buddhist monk or something, who has like kind of a shawl around her neck, but is also topless, and she's like 4 foot nothing and has sweatpants on, and she is has her hands down her pants. Like, down her pants. There is a man walking with them. All these people appear to be in their 20s. There's a man walking with them with a giant wooden walking stick in New York City, which rare to see like a hiking stick in New York City. And they're all just plowing right along the streets of Manhattan. This woman, these two women that are topless, the one woman is so short it's kind of hard to tell that she's topless. From the back, she almost looks like a young boy. But there's no mistake in the other one. And the other one is just walking down the street topless. And I'm now behind them walking down the street. And I'm looking at everybody coming to us, towards us, staring like, what the hell is going on with those people? And I'm saying, what the hell is going on with those people? So I started videotaping it. So I put this on Facebook. And Mraz, when you see the videos and the still pictures of this woman that is topless in the middle of New York City at like 7:30 in the morning, what are your thoughts?
First of all, my thought is put a shirt on.
Yeah.
Second of all, my thought is I can't figure out if they're trying to pull one over on everybody else.
Like,
we're going to go out there and we want everybody to look and kind of have a good time and we're kind of making a joke of this. But then I really watch the video and I see, though they're dead serious, and I think they're the type of people that want you to ask, why are you topless?
Okay.
And you have to give in and not ask.
I see. So you think that this is just an attention ploy. It's not that she's too hot or doesn't know the culture. It sounded like they were speaking perfect English from where I could stand. So I don't think that they're not American from a different country.
No, and I don't think it's too hot. I think it's an attention ploy, and I think they want you to say put a shirt on, or they want you to ask why, and then they could proclaim why everybody should be allowed to be topless in New York City.
Well, is that illegal? Is she going to get...
I don't
cited.
I want to say there was some kind of court hearing where it's no longer technically illegal, just frowned upon, because I believe based on the A-Rod topless pictures in New York City, several women were upset and they had some kind of march, like a topless march, where it was legal, and it kind of led to this thing like technically it's legal. If a guy could be topless, a woman can too.
Huh. El Guapo tweets, DA in my hood, we call them dippy eggs. have a good show permission to boil. Dippy eggs, okay.
Bare-chested.
Not the kind Bruce Arians puts on his steak.
Antonio tweets, this is now added to the list of sites I cannot unsee. Glenn tweets, I'm just wondering if that is legal. Good for her. I don't know. I don't know if that is legal. But she seemingly does not care. Scott writes on Facebook, God, please don't let Mraz catch on to this and start doing it. Would you think about going?
I do it at the beach, and I've gotten looks now because mine are really being perky up there. Well, I'm losing weight everywhere else, and mine are staying lifted, if you will.
Is that
right?
I'm a
fat lord. Mm. I think I need the man's ear from Seinfeld. By the way, there are some great, you can't mention them on the air, there are some great GIFs on the Facebook page.
Aaron Barkle tweets or writes on Facebook, I like the one resembling a genie, and what's up with the guy that has a stick? A, I don't know, and the genie is the one that's like 4 foot nothing that looks like a Buddhist monk.
I think the real X factor here is the walking stick. What does that have to do with being topless for the other girls?
Dan writes, is this some kind of self-centered protest? I don't know. She seemed totally calm and at ease. I got a video in there where she's just crossing the street amongst a billion other people.
I want you. Maybe as a radio host, you should have interviewed her. Went man on the street there. What are we doing? What's the story today?
Yeah, that's probably the right play. It would have been awkward to shove a camera in the face of somebody that's topless, but she's topless in the middle of New York City.
We could have done her, Arians, and Dee Potato today. Had a packed Monday on the show.
You can check out the video and the pictures by going to our Facebook page. Like the Facebook page when you're there. That's Facebook.com/TheDA Show. Again, Facebook.com/TheDA Show.
Yeah, get my timeline popping.
Like the show page when you're there. When we come back, the delusion of the 85 Bears continues. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.